And good morning, everybody, to world famous Phil Emery Show from the El Pacifico.
Yeah, world famous Phil Emery Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California, starring Phil Emery with Margaret Gray.
Hello.
And General Galen Shaw.
No? Yeah, hello. What do you want me to do? Say hello?
Yes. And now Phil Emery.
All right, thank you very much, General, for
For waking up.
Hey, let me tell you something. Turn that down. What do you mean waking up? I'm sitting. I can't hear a damn thing. Because you got this guy who sounds like he's getting hot knitting needles shoved into his ears. And let me tell you something. Listening to that garbage is the same.
All right, General, we apologize.
I can't hear a GDP. Well, it is a little bit loud, Phil.
All right. Anyway, thank you. Welcome, everybody. Sorry, it's like red-hot knitting needles.
Listening to that clown you just had on there with the, hey, yeah, you know.
What do you think that is, General?
What are you saying?
Yeah, how does it sound?
Yeah.
Hey, don't fuck with me, okay?
Hey, wait, come on now.
These guys want to hear me make a jackball out of myself.
Just want to know what it sounds like to you.
You want to know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like if you stuck a cat's tail in a garbage disposal, and then you...
In other words, it sounds like a screeching, screaming, painful wail.
Yes. Here's what it sounds like to me. Ah! Yeah. All right?
God damn.
Now, is that you in pain or pleasure?
You know, I'm going to take a walk, and when I come back, you guys better be in a better mood.
Well, General, you ought to be in a better mood, huh?
I'm going out here.
Wait, what are you trying to look for?
None of your business what I'm trying to look for, but I'll find it. Whatever I need, I'll find.
Gotta go help him, will you?
Yeah. I don't need any help.
All right, welcome to the program, folks. Today we have Larry Grover, who is going to be on the line with, of all people, Bob Green. Now, that's not too unusual. Bob Green is representing a consortium, Margaret. You know a little bit about this?
Well, Bob Green will be representing a consortium. I believe he has been impaneled as the chairman of Southern California Grocers for Trump. Larry Grover is here not necessarily to take the side of a candidate, but he is uncomfortable. As a great many of the conservative voters have said they are, with Donald Trump, and he will be taking that side. Now then.
All right, no, that's fine. We just needed that.
Right, well, there's a few more things I wanted to say.
Yeah, I know, but I just want to roll out what's going to be on the show, okay?
See, if you leave it like that, then it's going to turn like this. It just turned. It looks like something that came out of a goat's ass.
I don't know what to do.
What's wrong now?
All the cottage cheese has turned. It looks like hell on wheels.
Let me see that. Oh, God damn, man.
There's mold on this, bud.
Touch and put it in the cupboard.
In the cupboard?
You mean in the cupboard? No, you don't put cottage cheese in the cupboard. Were you born in...
Born where? Russia?
You might as well have been.
Put that stuff in a refrigerator. Is there anything that's...
Well, I'll go look in the refrigerator, I guess.
Hey, General, that's where you should have looked in the first place.
General, the cottage cheese will be in the refrigerator.
No shit.
Yeah. So, and then we will have Jeff Dowder along with Professor Don Mixa, and there'll be a debate on the general, on the general pros and cons of what to call a condom. Should it be called a rubber or a condom? All of this stuff has been tossed up. It's been regurgitated in the human psyche, in the psyche of the American voter and the American people, as the probably hasn't been conjured up at all, but something that we saw, and we suggested this debate having to do with, what was it, Ted Cruz?
Yes, well, Ted Cruz was just talking about condom machines, and let me tell you something, there aren't too many things in this world that disgust and revolt me like that man talking about condoms. The idea that that man...
Margaret, we don't need to hear the whole rundown. I just wanted to get the general idea as to why we're doing it.
All right, fine, but I'm telling you right, I don't think there's a woman out there that disagrees that the idea of Ted Cruz slipping on a goddamn...
Are you talking about Cruz?
All right, you got your cottage cheese?
Goddamn, this is good.
Yeah, the cottage cheese with chives, just the way you like it.
Thanks very much, bud.
What'd you do? You mix it in fresh?
Yeah, I went down to the store, got some chives, cut them all up, put them in a cottage cheese.
Yeah, this is pretty good. Why, this tastes... Jesus Christ, it tastes like someone's ass.
Now what?
Did you put scallions in this?
Uh-oh.
Scallions and chives different.
God damn it.
Go get the other one.
What other one?
All right.
You know something I don't know?
Yeah, there's another one. I think I didn't make a mistake with that one, I think.
Will you guys get your shit together so I can... So, yeah, it's going to be a great show here, folks. Let's just get on over now to traffic here. Bob Bacon to tell us how things are going along with Skyboy. Hey, Bob, what's it look like this morning?
All right, Phil, we got one on the 5 freeway for Illinois Shred now. And right now, I got a shred right point of cheese. Boy, I'll tell you something right now. I got a left, and they got to get that sticking right up there. Put your fingers in there. Go down the 45 freeway, I'm saying, babe. And there's a sound around. I think there's something not coming through my head. My bum, 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 bum. Let's like that, okay? Okay, go Skyboy.
Hey, what's up, Skyboy? What's up, Skyboy? And down there, on the side of the freeway, Mom, babe. I got a boom. I got my I Love Lucy.
That's what I'm saying. The 15 freeway here, Phil, on the sign. And if you see a light sign, make sure you call 555-5555. Guns are all down. You got a traffic tip. And also, if you see a little midget, well, then call Midget Line 533-538. You know, late night on Channel 61 is always a great late night. As you can see the great movies you want to see, Bully. You'll see Betty Davis and climb in. She's going to climb all over Betty Davis, and Joan Crawford climbs all over her. It's going to be one hell of a thing. Oh, fuck.
And this is Newsbreak with Harvey Wireman. Hello, everybody. Harvey Wireman, by popular demand, is back. I'm Harvey Wireman. I'm the one that would be back by... I'm getting on my glasses. I'm Harvey Wireman, retired attorney at law, doing Newsbreak here on the Phil Henry Show. I'm Harvey Wireman. It's me.
Yeah, we know, Harvey. Thank you.
Hey, Phil, don't butt in while I'm doing my whole intro. You're
supposed to do the intro, you know.
Anyway, are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. See this guy, folks, for those of you that are just tuning in, Mr. Henry doesn't know when to keep his own counsel, keep his big bazoo shut.
I'm listening.
All right, so this is Harvey Wireman, as I was saying, and this is Newsbreak on the Phil Henry Show. Ted Cruz is slamming Marco Rubio for backing amnesty. Rubio is accusing Cruz of being soft on Natiano Sekariti and linking him to President Barack Obama. Cruz is suggesting Rubio bears some blame for the 2012 Benghazi attacks that killed four Americans. And that's just the past few days. Now, in other news...
All right, you were mispronouncing some of those words.
Yeah, well, just let me do the whole thing.
What is, does David want him to do the whole thing?
Listen, Ted Cruz, not Ted Cruz.
What did I say?
Ted Cruz.
You said Rubio, too.
Did I say Rubio? Let me tell you what. Smile when you say that.
As in Marco Rubio.
Oh, sorry. Donald Trump still dominated as the Republican, what is that? Christ almighty, that sounds like something either out of a porn movie or a child's fairy tale.
Republican!
Oh. But Rubio and Cruz are in a diad-hiad for Sakon. Rubio is at 1-7 with a little mark with two little zeros and a line through it.
That would be 17%.
Okay. In the Natinal Quinnipiac University poll, really asked Wednesday morning. Cruz is just on a point back at 1-6 with a line through it in the
16%.
Tied for third with Ben Carson. And there's this morning's look. That's very interesting, don't you think, Phil?
Yeah, it would be interesting if we understood what you said.
What is that?
It would be interesting. What do you mean, Cruz and Natiano?
Isn't that the guy? You are. It's Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and it wasn't the Quinnipiac. It's the Quinnipiac University poll released Wednesday, not Wednesday.
And it's Benghazi, not Benghazi.
Well, I don't. You know, see, here's the thing. When I come on the program, they told me that I. Can you turn that down, please? We're playing music here that makes it sound like I'm in some kind of a newsroom at the Channel 7. Turn it off, will you? God damn.
Yeah, bud, turn it down.
Now, you're telling me that I am mispronouncing it. This is the same thing that we were doing the last time.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, if you want to be on the show.
Yeah, look, Hall's the guy that called me up.
All right. But I'm just telling you, you're mispronouncing some of the words. Donald, it's Ted...
Ted Trump.
Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, Marco Rubio.
Oh, Marco, okay. That's the one that I couldn't get. All right, I got it.
Their feud
is... All right, their feud is yet the latest example...
Example.
Okay, of the ongoing debate among Republicans.
Republicans.
All right, take it easy there, Hayes. Over how best to win back the wee Eddie. The wee Eddie, who's the
White House.
Oh, the White House, yeah. With a bald
confrontational.
Conservative. Or with a Bridiggy Boo Boo with a record of boo shit.
With a bridge builder with a record of bipartisanship.
With a record of bipartisanship. Why don't you let me get some of it up?
Look, nobody understands what you're saying, Wireman, all right?
Well, I understand what I'm saying, and you do too. You guys are just trying to break my balls.
Look at Harvey. I almost called you General.
Thank you. Don't ever call me that. I never made it to General. I made it to Major, and that was good enough for me. Thank you very much.
Oh, some kind of a slam, huh?
Maybe.
All right, wait. Break it up. All right, so what else?
What else? What?
The news.
Oh, the fact that the Presidencio Raque could come down to Cruz and Rubio could miane a huge infusion of fresh new blood. I'm Harvey Wireman, and that is today's Newsbreak here on the Harvey Wireman Newsbreak Show. Thank you very much for listening. What do you think about that, Phil? That fresh new Ofutuyan of new Bluhuhia?
Yeah, that's great, man. Thank you very much. We'll discuss that.
Like that?
We'll discuss it.
I can't make head or tail out of this shit.
How is it that he's back on a show?
David wanted him back on. There's been a big, big clamoring, a big, big outpouring of people who really want him on the program. And...
All right, but did he hang up or is he still there?
Yeah, Harvey, you still there? Harvey!
What do you want? Yeah?
You gotta hang the phone up.
Oh, fuck me, I forgot.
Yeah, all right, so we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with more in just a moment. Stick around, we got Larry Grover along with, who is it, Bob Green?
Yeah, Bob Green from the Green Grocery Man is going to, they're talking about, what are we doing, politics?
Yeah, it looked like a kind of a politics show.
Oh, God, every time you do politics, Phil, it stiffs it out, it stinks it out, it really does.
Excuse me?
Every time you do politics, it stiffs it.
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
It stinks it way out.
Well, we'll try not to stink it out today, okay? Just a couple of things that seem to be very, very interesting here in the news, and one of them happens to be this story that I was reading about how apparently they're uncomfortable. Some Republicans are uncomfortable with Donald Trump's candidacy, and...
What do you mean, uncomfortable?
They're uncomfortable with the guy because he's weird, you know.
Yeah, Donald Trump kind of weird, General.
Well, what's weird about the guy? No, he's a... You know, I vote nothing but Republican. And I have my entire life.
Yes, well, do you always vote Republican, even if the candidate's not good enough?
Let me tell you something. In the worst possible year, a Republican's always better than a Democrat.
Yay!
Thank you. I'm General Galen Shaw. Go ahead and try and make something out of that.
All right, General, that's fine.
Oh, well, so you're challenging. You're getting up in my face, is that it?
No, I'm not getting in your face. If anybody gets in anybody's face, it's usually you, Margaret, if you know what I mean.
How dare you?
All right, wait, hold on for a minute.
That was uncalled for.
Well, hold on. Now, what we're talking about here is not necessarily a discussion that has to break down along party lines. We're talking about a candidate's viability. You know, that's what everybody's saying.
Did you just pause to belch again?
Yeah, I had jalapenos for dinner last night.
Jesus H. Christ, Henry. You know, when you get acid reflux, we all do.
Yeah, just remember that.
Okay, I'll remember that. So the point is that it, you know, it's a discussion, Margaret, here more about just the qualification of a man, not whether or not he's conservative enough, but is this guy ready to be president of the United States, all right? So we got Larry Grover on the phone, and in a moment we're going to have on Bob Green. He will be with us from Fraser Foods. Larry is, as you know, conservative, as a Kern County chairman, although I guess, Larry, you really haven't had that job in quite some time, have you?
Well, no, I haven't had the job in... A long time, but...
Because you've been out of... How long have you been out of Bakersfield?
I've been out of Bakersfield now about 16 years. But let me tell you this. Conservatives of Kern County predates the Tea Party by a number of years. So anytime, you know, I get these Tea Party people come, hey, we're Tea Party, hey. And I go, yeah, what about it? And they'll say, hey, we're, you know, we're the conservative soul. The Republican Party said, let me tell you something about conservatives. I said, I'm a member of Curved County. And
what do you mean conservatives of Curved County?
I'm sorry. I went to the dentist yesterday, Phil. They put a bridge in. I'll be a son of a bitch if it isn't slipping.
Boy, that happens to me, too. You got to avoid those cut-rate dentists.
My dentist is not cut-rate, I can assure you, my friend. All right, so...
Well, then have the guy put it in there with something other than Elmer's glue or whatever he's doing.
I don't know what he's doing. When we were with Conservatives of Kern County...
Conservatives of Kern County, I got you.
All right. We were the original conservative, far, far, way right organization here in California. Of course, we joined up with a great many other conservative groups. Now, so when I get these Tea Party people, and I always run into them occasionally, because you see them everywhere you go, these Tea Party, they're walking down the street, hey, you know, and I got a... Every time you see someone of these Tea Parties, the guy's walking down the street with a straw hat going, hey... And I'll go, what the hell are you doing anyway? And they'll say, ain't you never heard of the Tea Party? And I'll say, yeah, I've heard of the Tea Party, the one in Boston. And they'll say, man, you're out of it. I say, no, you're out of it, man. Of course I've heard of the Tea Party, what you are. But I'm conservatives of Kern County. And they go, huh? And then lift a leg, and you know what happens then. And then walk on laughing to themselves.
Oh, they do not.
Yep, absolutely they do.
All right, so you're not getting any respect. Because, quite frankly, your organization was very, very local, Larry. You know, you were conservatives of Kern County.
Well, I understand that, but don't tell me. Don't ever come up to me. If you're a Tea Party, don't ever come up to me and start talking to me about... Hold on for a minute. You hear that, Phil?
Yeah.
That's my alarm. Hold on for a minute.
Larry's alarm.
I got it, Mother. I got it.
Larry, please turn it off. It scares me.
What, are you having a nightmare?
No. It just reminds me of the time when I went and had the abortion. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
For God's sake, Mother, I'm trying to turn this thing off now, Phil. All right.
Can we... Your mother, we could hear everything.
Mother, they heard everything.
Oh, I don't give a good sweet, geez.
So, go back to sleep, Mother.
Uh-huh.
When the conservatives of Kern County formed back in 1995... as a response to the Bill Clinton assault on the American sensibility, it was then that I told myself we would be the conservatives of Kern County. And,
Larry's giving the speech again, Phil.
But get off the extension, Mother.
Giving it the red, white, and blue.
Get off the extension!
All right, it sounds like you're having a problem there.
Yeah, Larry, it doesn't sound good when you and your mother are arguing.
All right, Mother.
Well, Larry thinks he invented the whole red, white, and blue. Hooray for the red, white, and blue. Larry Grover, you can come.
All right, buddy, thank you.
Honey, you were not the one that invented conservatism.
I know that, but I'm the first guy in the 1990s to come up with it before the Tea Party did, what I'm trying to say.
Larry, calm down.
Jesus Christ, Grover. Take it easy, will you?
Oh, it's all right.
So anyway...
Ask your mother. Let me talk to her.
Mother, it's Mr. Hendry.
Yes, Phil.
Would you please, Gloria, just...
Fine. Pain in the ass.
All right.
Tell her we heard that.
They heard that, Mother.
I don't care.
So, she doesn't care.
No, I didn't think she did.
So, the Tea Party will say that... But here's the bottom line. As a conservative, I'm very, very weirded out by... And I shouldn't say weirded out. That's not very adult. I'm, as a conservative, now here's the problem. Elizabeth Banks just came on my TV, and I'm fascinated and repelled by her because she's gorgeous, but she's got that fang on the left side of her mouth.
All right, would you stick with the topic?
Jesus, what are you doing anyway?
Sorry.
You're talking about Elizabeth Banks as a very beautiful young lady.
I understand that, but somebody ought to saw that fang down that she's got on the left side of her mouth, is all I'm saying. Is that too much to ask?
Do you want to talk about this, or do you want to talk about Elizabeth Banks?
You want an honest answer to that question?
Yeah.
I want to talk about this.
It's been an honest answer.
Mother, would you go back to bed?
I'm asking you about this guy, Donald Trump.
All right, this guy, Donald Trump, get a load of... I'm talking to a guy, Mother, you know, he's a...
Would you just talk to me?
Sorry. Donald Trump is the front runner in the Republican Party, but is he a conservative in the truest sense of the word? Well, no, he's not. Donald Trump is proposing...
far-sweeping and wide-ranging, and very wide-sweeping and far-ranging security initiatives. Look, I'm as suspicious as these, you know, I don't want to say all the Muslims, not all of them, but I'm as suspicious of the Muslim as the next guy, right?
Unless the next guy is a Muslim.
All right, Phil, unless the next guy's a Muslim. So what is that supposed to mean? How likely is it that the next guy's going to be a Muslim?
It depends on where you are. What if you're in Detroit?
Oh, for God's sake.
Look, all right, so let's just take you at your word as the next guy.
All right, so, you know, and I'm not saying that I feel I'm all that comfortable when I'm getting on an airplane and I see about six guys ahead of me and they all got on the big, you know, they got a towel, whatever they got on, and the women, Christ, you can't see anything because they cover up with a, like a bag or something. They put a bag with a slit in it, and a whole thing has the effect of you know, putting me off. So I'm very conservative, but I think that this guy Trump, I'm very uncomfortable with him. I just am.
All right, let me get on the phone here now from Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. We have Bob Green, who is going to be talking with us and giving us a slightly different side. Robert, good to talk with you. How are you?
I'm doing very good, Phil, and I want to say hello to Larry. How are you, Larry?
I'm good.
All right, Bob, we're talking about Donald Trump. I know that you are the chairman of this Southern California Grocers for Trump.
Phil, yes, I am, and I can tell you I'm a very, very proud chairman of that group. We feel Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States, and we think that he's going to make a great president of the United States. We are very excited about going to the convention and representing the grocers of Southern California at the convention.
And where's that going to be?
That's a very good question. At this point, I don't know. And I'm hoping, of course, they will send us information.
Does anybody know where the Republican convention? Do you know, Larry?
No, I do not know where the Republican convention is. I am, at present time, I'm trying to find that out. I don't know whether, if I did know, I don't know whether I would tell Bob, you know.
Why wouldn't you tell me?
Well, Bob, I'll tell you why. Because I don't know that I need to encourage anybody to go back to the Republican convention and work their hind ends off for this guy, Trump, who I think, I'm very, very uncomfortable. He gives me just a funny feeling.
This is something, Phil, that we've asked a lot of guys that say they're uncomfortable. So just exactly what do you mean when you say you're uncomfortable with Trump?
I can't tell you. I can't put my finger on it. But it's an uncomfortable feeling.
Well, an uncomfortable feeling, like a physically uncomfortable feeling? Or
no, it's emotionally it's an uncomfortable feeling.
Larry, you should tell me what you said.
Mother, why don't you get off the extension?
Well, you know, I will tell you this, Mr. Grover. Unless you have control over your mother, I don't know how you can possibly control a political point of view. Larry, tell him what you said.
I'm not going to
talk about if you squeeze one up.
All right, I'll do it. God damn it.
I'd like to hear what this is. So you say that Donald Trump makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yes, I said Donald Trump makes me feel uncomfortable. You know, Bob, every time you're on the show, and I do listen to you with great interest, you've got this little man voice. Are you 5'2"?
Yes, I happen to be 5'2".
All right.
What does that got to do with anything?
I don't know.
Yes, I was going to say, that is irregardless.
All right, well, just that he comes on going,
hey, I'm not coming on here and doing anything, man. You're the guy that says that Trump makes you feel uncomfortable. Now, what do you mean by that?
Hey, Bob, take it easy, will you?
God, I won't be talked to that way.
Larry, tell him what you meant. You told me the other day, it was like driving down the road, and you break wind, and you accidentally...
All right, Mother, I'll tell him. Donald Trump makes me feel the way I feel, and I'm sure that this has happened to a great many... God damn you for making me say this.
Larry, you took the Lord's name.
Oh, the language is unnecessary.
Hold on. How does Donald Trump make you feel?
Well, no, hold on for a minute. This isn't some love song.
I was going to say, Phil, it sounds like, you know, that song, The Way You Make Me Feel. Da-da-da-dee-dee, you know that one? That's not really what we're talking about.
No, we're not talking about that. What I'm talking about is the following. When I'm driving down the road, and this usually happens to me in the morning, and it happens to, I think, anybody, so before you start getting juvenile about this, just understand that when you go down the road in the morning and you need to break wind, sometimes a little bit drips out.
Oh, Jesus. God damn, are you kidding me?
No, you know as well as I do that that happens.
That's never happened to me.
I gotta tell you, Larry.
Well, oh, bullshit. Yeah, Larry, you're all alone on that one. Oh, you know what? I'll bet that there are a million people listening right now who have gone to break wind in the morning, and there's a little bit of a kind of an ooze.
Oh, my God, Larry.
Well, Mother, you're the one that encouraged me to say it.
Larry.
And you're sitting in something warm. All right, so Donald Trump makes you feel uncomfortable, like you're sitting in warm diarrhea. Is that it? Is that it, sir? You know, Phil, every time I'm on...
Come on, Larry. You didn't have to come on the show, and you didn't have to relate that story.
I got my mother breathing down my neck.
Oh, Larry, you're going to blame an old woman of 74.
Yes, I am. So my question stands. Donald Trump makes you feel like you are sitting in warm diarrhea. Yes or no? Yes, that's exactly how Donald Trump makes me feel. And if you don't call that uncomfortable, brother, I don't know what it is. And that was the only way that I could put it. I put it to my mother in a very private...
Larry, look, if Donald Trump makes you feel uncomfortable, there's got to be a better way of saying it.
Yeah, well, what about his political point of view or something like that?
He doesn't have any point of view on that. Larry, I've talked to you for years about this stuff. You and I differ on so many different things. And if I ask you why you don't like Donald Trump, because he just makes me feel like I'm sitting in a warm pool of diarrhea, like I just shit. I'm sorry, Phil.
Yeah, let's watch the language a little bit around here. I know we don't do it that much.
I don't know what you mean by watch the language, Phil. You're always allowing people...
Mother, would you please just... I apologize, Phil.
No, he was talking to me. I said a dirty word.
Oh, did you say a dirty word? You guys are about as adult as any average little teeny tiny itsy bitsy toddler.
Well, I'll tell you something about an itsy bitsy toddler there, General. This itsy bitsy toddler is chairmaning the Southern California Grocers for Donald Trump. And I'll tell you this much, when we go to the convention this summer, wherever it is, and I don't know in the name of Christ... I guess we'd have to find out.
Don't you think you guys ought to know where the convention is before you sign up to go back there and do whatever you're going to do?
I didn't sign up to do anything, Mr. Henry. We have an organization, and we got invited. So we will be very, very excited to go to the Republican convention, wherever it is. And I can guarantee you this much, before we leave, we'll find out.
Hey, boy, there's a real brain surgeon move.
Before you leave, you'll find out. Gotta love it. All right, well, I gotta get going because I've got a job, unlike some guys who sleep on a cot and don't have anywhere to go but a print shop. Thank you.
Oh, what an asshole, man.
Well, you know, that's Bob Green.
What an asshole.
What happened, Larry?
Mother, why did you make me tell everybody that I told you that I...
Larry came in the other morning. Larry came in the other morning and said, oh, my God, Mother, and he was walking bow-legged. I said, what happened? He said, I needed to break wind, and instead I felt something warm and mud-like.
Oh, Jesus. Are you... this is nothing to share on the radio.
No, but Nat, he said, and it's funny, this is how Trump made me feel.
I did. I told her, I said to her, Mother, would you mind scrubbing out this...
Yeah, can you believe that? He said, Mother, please scrub out this underwear while I go and get myself a fresh, clean pair. Oh, by God, there isn't anything fresh and clean in here. And I said, Larry, I'm drying it right now. Go to the dryer. And so he's walking around here with no pants or underwear on, in his dress shoes and a T-shirt. And he's stomping around angry, his face turning red, his...
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Have you embarrassed me enough?
Larry, and you told me. And I said, Larry... You said that's how Donald Trump makes you feel. And he said, yes, Mother. It was like I was sitting in warm, stinking mud. That's exactly how Donald Trump made me feel.
All right, now may I have the phone?
Okay, here.
She dropped it. Right. When my mother...
Hold on, I want to... Yeah. Phil, I want to say goodbye to you. And goodbye, Margaret.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, General.
Yes, goodbye, Mrs. Grover.
Here's the phone.
Why do I got to... Every time she drops the phone on the floor, and then I gotta reach down and pick it up.
Malaria.
Mother, I'm not going to...
Give me the phone. Phil, I want to mention one thing. Do you like mangoes?
Not particularly.
All right, well, I don't grow any. Here, Larry.
Would you not do that, Mother?
Don't give her the phone anymore.
She goes, here, Larry, drops the phone on the floor. What I'm saying, Phil, is I didn't bring up anything about me squirting it into my shorts or Donald Trump makes me feel the way I do when I crap my pants.
But that's exactly how you feel.
But yeah, that's exactly how I feel. And this guy, Bob Green, going back to the convention this summer, and he doesn't even know where it is. Man, I'd love to be around when they're getting their bus tickets or whatever they're, you know.
Well, I imagine they're going to be flying, and we'll find it. I think the... Isn't the convention like in Chicago?
No, you're just thinking about Chicago because that's where all the conventions and the riots and all the weird stuff happens.
Yeah, that's where they had the, they had a convention there in 68.
They've had conventions there since, but I'm not sure where the Republican convention is this year. Anyway, Larry, the best of luck to you. Do you know who you're going to be, who you're maybe looking to support?
Well, I think there's no question. The guy to support right now, right down the line, is Ted Cruz. And I know you've got big problems with Cruz. But I like everything about this guy. His report card, as a conservative, comes out A-A-A-A, A-minus, and A-plus.
Now, what's the A-minus?
I don't know. I just...
Larry has a card here. Mother! Here, here's the phone. I'm sorry.
I have a card here that shows A-minus, A-plus. The A-minus... I don't know. It's an A-minus. I had to give an A-minus or something. But he is a guy that I think right down the line... is a true blue, solid, dyed-in-the-wool conservative. And I would say that's the guy that's going to get my vote.
All right. Well, Larry, the best of luck to you. Thank you for weighing in this morning. We had to get going, and we got a couple of other guests to get on the line.
Well, all right. So, but you know, you got to push me off the air after having... I've just admitted that I crapped in my pants.
All right, Larry.
Every time you leave the air...
All right, Larry. Larry Grover, chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, who compared Donald Trump to a very unfortunate occurrence that I'm sure has happened to many of you.
Has it happened to you?
No, it hasn't.
God damn.
Larry wants it to have happened to you, so he feels it.
I understand. The chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, who is still uncomfortable with Donald Trump as a nominee, he is throwing his support to Ted Cruz. Larry, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Phil. And thank you, General.
Yes, Larry, thank you.
All right.
Your underwear?
All right, so...
That's a man that I think needs to move out of that house.
Well, he's been living there for a long time. This is a guy in his 40s, folks, who's still living with his mother. He moved in there after his wife and kids left. And now he has no contact with his kids. I mean, his wife's got full custody. I don't think he even gets visitation. Not because he's a bad father, necessarily, but because he never had any time for them, and he probably still wouldn't have any time for them.
Yeah, he thinks that the most important work that there is to be done is to get rid of Obama, you know?
But God's name is Obama, man. God damn, how long do you think you've been president?
I mean, Obama.
Right, well, that was then. Larry thought the most important thing to do back when Clinton was president was to get rid of Clinton, so... You know, there you have it. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We got coming up Jeff Dowder and Professor Don Mixa. Going to be talking about, birth control. Really specifically, going to be talking about condoms. What the hell? And whatever the hell it is we ought to call them, you know? All right. It's world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Hey, I want to make an announcement right now, and I should have made it at the beginning of the show, but... our Thanksgiving swag bag winners, this was our entire month of November, as you know. We were signing up our Backstage Pass members. We were signing up new Backstage Pass members and putting all of our Backstage Pass members into a big hopper out of which we would pull three names. And we've got them for you right now. Now, if you hear your name, check your email because we're going to be sending you some info. In fact, we've already sent you info. The winners are Morgan M., Richard B.
What do you mean, Morgan M.?
That's we're just giving you the, you know, Morgan M., Richard B.
Why are you only giving the...
So we can identify them when they, you know...
Yeah, you gotta find out the real guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because some joker could say it's him. Morgan M., Richard B., and Timothy H. You got that?
Now, let me write that down, Mr. Morgan M.
Morgan M.
Richard B.
Richard B.
And Timothy H.
I said it, man.
Timothy H., yeah. So check your emails, and we've already sent info for you so that you'll know how, when, if, what, and where to pick up your swag bags. In addition to that, for all of you who have got Phil recording a message for you in the voice of your favorite character, those are all going to be produced, I think, on Thursday. Is that right?
Yes, I got the word that on Thursday we go in studio to produce those. And so those will be coming out to the very, very lucky and fortunate Backstage Pass year subscription pass holders as well.
You know, we ought to have, I shouldn't say this because I don't really like doing tiered subscriptions, but there ought to be some kind of a special club, you know, for our one-year people, don't you think?
Well, what about this HendryCon?
Yeah, what about this HendryCon? You've been talking about this HendryCon until the cows, you know, come home, and then they leave, and then they come home again.
There you go again with a cow coming home.
I told you it ain't one cow. It's more than one.
Hey, hey, hey.
Nothing but blowing it.
Well, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah, yes, you can. Just nobody raised their voice around here. Now, what's your problem?
He said the cow came home.
I said the cows.
All right. What were you talking about? Oh, well, yeah, this HendryCon thing that we've been talking about on our Friday night chat is still very, very viable. It's something we want to do. And we want to do the HendryCon in Vegas, and we want to do HendryCon at a good hotel, and we want to do HendryCon so that we have entertainment, so that we have, you know, a host bar part of the night, so that we have a dinner with our BSPs, and so that everybody who listens to our show can get in and have a good time. Backstage Pass people, we want to make the HendryCon free. In other words, we want to make admission free, and, you know, who knows, we'll pick up drinks or something like that for our BSPs. But this is still very viable. Oh, yes.
Phil, this is going to be an amazingly enormous expense.
Well, we'll, you know, pick up some sponsors, and we'll do what we got to do to get this thing done, man. That is what I'm going to do. And you know me, when I set my mind to something...
Sometimes, not always, it gets done.
Exactly. All right, so with that in mind... And I think they have soccer, you know?
Soccer? Holy Christ. You know, I guess you know about that, don't you?
Phil, you follow all the soccer, don't you?
I do. I follow the Premier League. I follow Everton. I follow a little bit of the Premier League, but I... You know.
Speaking of that, on the show on Monday, there were a number of different things going on there, as we had been at the Elcott Ark of the Novitiate. But you did play the sound of a few alcoholics or something like that.
Well, they weren't alcoholics. They were they were in the eatery there, and I think they were overlords, weren't they?
Yeah, they were overlords in training, and they were hammered, and they were singing Liverpool.
Yeah, they were going, Liverpool. Was that the team?
Yeah, Liverpool.
Now, what team is that?
What do you mean, what team that is?
I'm not asking you, Bud, am I? If I were asking you, I'd be looking at you.
No, that's not...
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Phil.
What team is Liverpool?
Yes, what team is that?
It's the Liverpool team.
Jesus.
I know it's the... But what... What am I trying to ask here?
You want to know what league?
What league is that?
Premier League.
And what sport is that?
Football.
I'm going to kill somebody.
He's talking about soccer. They call it football in Europe.
All right, that's what I'm trying to ask, for God's. Did you really want me to gut you like a...
God damn, Margaret.
Well, answer my question if you don't mind. So it's football, but not the football that we play.
No, it's soccer.
Well, why do they call... All right, so they call that football.
Yes. I thought you were so continental.
I know about the French, but I don't go to the football or the soccer or the football. I don't do that. Now, Liverpool... is in the Premier League, and where is Manchester? Because a couple of the girlfriends, their husbands like this Manchester.
Manchester is Manchester United.
That's it, Manchester United. Is that the one that has, who's the player that they all, Beckham?
No, Beckham is long gone. Beckham and,
well, what is Beckham?
Beckham is the guy that, he was in England and he came to America. He's retired.
He's retired?
Yes, he's retired. Beckham is long gone. He has retired. He played in England, then he came to the States. I think the last team he played for was in France. And
well, he's married to the young girl from the Spice Girl.
Yeah, Posh Spice.
That's right, Pa Spice. Well, what happened to her?
I don't know, Mark. What are you asking me these things for?
I'm trying to get a fix, like a lot of women, on what you clowns are doing on Saturdays and Sundays now watching this, because you've got Frank doing it now.
So Frank's watching this. The only reason why I watch the soccer is because...
Yes, you've already told us, because hockey bores you to tears.
No, what about basketball, Miss Lennon?
Basketball, I don't get into basketball to the playoffs. I don't get into hockey to the playoffs. I need something other than football. And when football's over in January or February, you know, I want something to watch.
What about baseball?
Baseball doesn't start until the summer.
Well, baseball starts in April, bud. I've actually warmed to baseball a little bit.
Yeah, I've gotten a little bit into baseball again myself, too. I soured on that garbage a long time ago. I didn't want to see hide nor hair of that crap. But you know what? I'm feeling a little strong about it.
Yeah. So, the soccer has been my thing, you know, and I've thoroughly enjoyed that. That is for ding dang sure. All right. So I hope that
that answers the question, Phil. But you know, the next time I ask,
nobody, that making no sense.
And that's another thing. But when I ask a question, if I'm asking you, I'll ask you.
All right. So yeah, that's what it is. Premier League, Liverpool.
What is the team that you like?
I like Everton.
And where are they?
They're in Liverpool.
Oh, for
Liverpool. There's two teams in Liverpool. All right. Jeff Dowder is on the line with us, and he's going to be talking with us here about what Ted Cruz had gotten done saying. I don't know what it was exactly that Cruz was saying, but it had to do with, Jeff, did it have to do with, what is it?
It had to do with contraception, you know, and what you know, keeping the contraception. But see, Ted Cruz is a conservative.
Yeah.
And so he is against the normal birth control, you know?
All right, so Ted Cruz is a conservative. He's against normal birth control, so that's why he was propping condoms.
Yeah, he's propping condoms. But here's the thing about it, and I wouldn't even be talking about this if it wasn't for the fact that Strad Bow, who's Toby Bow's little cousin, is going to high school, and Strad come home the other day, and Toby and I were sitting and we're talking about, I don't know, I forget what we were talking about. We're just talking about everything. And Strad comes in, and he's all like, yeah, what's up? Yeah, hey. And I'm like, what's up, Strad? And he goes, we're doing, a health or something like that. And they were talking about it, you know?
Yeah, they're doing their health classes.
Yeah, doing health classes and everything. But anyway, he goes, yeah, so what's up? I go, well, I don't know, what's up with you? And he goes, hey, today we're doing health classes, you know? And I go, well, what's up, you know?
Yes, so you said what's up, and he said what's up.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. So,
So Strad Bow.
Who is Strad Bow?
Strad's Toby's younger little cousin. His little teeny tiny cousin that he has, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, got it.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So Strad comes in, and we go, well, what's up? And he says, what's up? And I go, yeah, hey, you know, what's up?
We got it already with the what's up and who?
Yeah, just tell a story about what the Strad said.
All right, man, I'm God.
Jeff, do you want to get reorganized here or something?
No, I'm fine. I'm just trying to remember everything in quick succession, you know. So anyway, Strad comes in, and I go, hey, what's up? And he goes, what's up? And I go, yeah. And he goes,
You know what? I'm going to come to the phone in about 5 seconds, Dowder.
Sorry. So,
all right, so Strad comes in, and you say, what's up? And he says, what's up? So what did the kids say happened at school?
Thank you, Phil. I was about to go through the phone myself. And you know, Jeff, I love you very much. But I'll go through that phone, and what they find of you, they won't be able to mop up.
God damn, man.
Well, that's just how I feel.
All right. Strad is...
We know who Strad is.
Yeah. So you come home from he comes home.
I didn't come home. I was there. I was at Toby's house. Okay?
Yeah, we got it, man.
All right. So Strad come in, and he said, we took our health class today, and we're going, yeah. So he goes, well, they're talking about condoms this and condoms that. And he goes, it sounds pretty lame to me, and a lot of the guys are saying, you know, forget it. I'm not going to be wrestling with condoms. It sounds really, you know. And so I started talking to Toby. I go, you know, man, they used to call, you know what they used to call condoms?
Yeah, they used to call them rubbers.
Exactly. They used to call them rubbers. And I said, how come they don't call condoms rubbers no more? And Toby's like, I don't know. And I go, well, do you know? He goes, no, I don't know. And I go, do you know? And I go, I don't know. You know, and Strad, you know, he's a little kid. He's not going to, you know, he goes, I don't know. What, you know, how come they don't, you know, anymore? And he goes, I don't know. You know?
Okay, I got it, man. So you, nobody knows.
Right. So I said to Toby, it seems to me the reason why they don't call it that anymore is it sounds, you know, kind of unpolished.
Willie, it sounds a little crude. It sounds a little street.
Yeah, it sounds crude and street. But they would do a lot better, I think, if they, you know, called it whatever you want to call it, like a rubber. Because then the younger guys wouldn't be all weirded out about it, you know, and they would be saying, oh, okay, right, you know, I can get with that, man. I mean, I thought you were talking about, you know, something real medicinal, and it's kind of spooky and, you know, and really spooky and everything.
All right, so you're telling me that these guys are put off by the word condom.
I think so, yeah. And I was talking to Toby about it. Toby's taking classes in, because he's training to be a speech therapist, because a friend of ours rolled his Jeep up in Turk Canyon about two, three years ago. And, pull over here, Ben. He was at a place in Turk Canyon about two or three years ago, and when we were up there, he rolled his Jeep, and that's when all bets were off, and so he couldn't talk, he didn't talk good no more. And
oh my God! So what happened?
Well, he rolled the Jeep. I was in a. I got thrown clear, and Toby got thrown. Well, you get thrown clear, did you, Tobe? You got pitched, sort of clear, but he got pitched into some boulders. But the Jeep rolled over on this dude that we knew, Bitch Swenson. And hold on for a minute. And so Bitch Swenson's guy's like, you know, yeah. So Bitch Swenson.
I can hear what you guys are doing.
Okay, well, is that.
Would you just pay attention to what we're talking about?
I'm doing it. So Bitch Swenson rolled the Jeep, and he's talking all jacked up. I mean, so he's going like this. Yeah, hey, man. Keep it lit, man. And so Bitch Swenson is.
What are you clowns doing, man? Are you smoking that weed?
Hold on for a minute. So Bitch Swenson, you take the next one, man. So Bitch Swenson, he rolls the Jeep, and I go, Bitch, are you okay? He's all, yeah. I go, no, your face is messed up and everything. You ain't talking too good. So that's when Toby Bo decided to be a speech therapist, Mr. Henry.
Do you know how far afield we are of talking about rubbers and condoms? Now we're talking about Bitch Swenson, whoever that is.
Bitch Swenson's a deep friend of mine.
Now, Mr. Bitch Swenson's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, we met him. He's a really cool guy, except his face is sags to one side on account of the nerve damage.
Yeah, so he talks like this. Hey, Mr. Henry, how are you doing?
Yeah, this is what he does, Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry?
Yes, I get it.
Yeah. He goes, hey, Mr. Henry. Like that.
Okay, I get it. I'm sorry to hear about Bitch Swenson. So how does this all relate to the condom situation?
Because Toby was taking speech therapy. And so when his nephew, Strad, came in, and Strad's all, yeah, you know, today they had, like, hold up a minute. Oh, shit, man. Yeah. So today they had...
You know, if you guys keep hitting that freaking pipe, man, we're gone.
What?
I'm going to hang up.
You know what?
I'm going to hang the phone up if you keep hitting that pipe. He's going to hang up.
Hang up what?
The phone, man, the phone.
Going to hang up the phone.
In what sense?
In this... I'm going to come through this phone in five... I'm going to find you guys.
You're not going to be able to find us, man. We're down in Turk Canyon right now doing a memorial bong hit. Turk Canyon.
I know where Turk Canyon is. Now tell me about this guy with this. Oh, man. Get Don Mix is going to join us, folks, from the University of Washington in Washington State, while Jeff Dowder and his pals are, or whatever the hell is going on there. Don Mix is at the rec center there, Washington State, right now. And Don, it's great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Don Mix, a professor of engineering at University of Washington, but also a guy who's into language and into teaching and students retaining things.
Hey, Professor Mix Up, this is Jeff Dowder. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Jeff. I hope you're holding forth here.
All right, hold on, Jeff, will you?
All right, I hope you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing very good.
Okay, Professor Mix, condom, rubber, does it matter?
when you say condom or rubber, I take it you're saying the
We're talking about the word.
Yeah, the word. I don't personally think that it makes much difference. I listened a little bit of what Jeff was saying, and I think Jeff, his point is that a younger guy is going to, well, he's going to wait for them.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah?
I'm just talking here, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that it was audible. I didn't know that.
Jeff, I'm going to ask you to just shut up, and if you're going to take a hit on your pipe, back away from the phone.
Got to back away from the phone.
All right.
Go ahead, Don.
I would say that when it comes to teaching young people about sex education, and we're talking about sex education, very important, Phil. I think sex education is probably one of the most important topics today in American education. And for the young person to, especially a young man, to be responsible, I think he's going to need to relate to what it is he's being taught.
Go ahead.
All right, I can hear these bong hits going on.
You hear the bong hit?
Yeah, I can definitely hear the bong hit. It's not bothering me, young man, but right there.
Well, yeah.
Hey, man, you know, if you're going to take a hit, take a hit. Don't exhale like it's a big free. Do you know that you don't have to hold it in?
Yeah, I was just going to say, why are you holding that smoke in?
What?
Why are you holding the smoke in? You don't have to.
What are you guys? You giving this kid tips on how to smoke the weed? Jesus H. Christ, Henry. I thought, you know, if this show sinks to some lows.
Hold on, will you, General?
This is nuts.
You don't have to hold the smoke in, kid.
What are you talking about?
You don't have to hold the smoke in. You clowns holding that smoke in is it's really second rate, I can say. So, wait, see what he's doing.
What about that?
Hey, Jeff. Stop it.
I'm sorry. So
the word condom may not relate to a younger man, but rubber does.
I think so, yeah. I think if you say to a young man, hey, why don't you go buy a couple of rubbers, he'll go, yeah, and he'll sort of saunter in there to the condom machine or the rubber machine there in his local VFW hall or wherever the hell he gets the stuff. And he goes in and he buys his rubbers. And, you know, there's an old song, Phil. I don't know if you remember the song Let's Dance by Chris Montez. Hey, baby. You remember that song?
I do, yeah.
Yes, I remember that song. Hey, baby, let's take a chance.
Yeah, it went like this. There's an alternate version. Hey, baby, let's take a chance. I left my rubbers in the other pants. Let's dance, do 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 do.
That's absolutely uncalled for.
Oh no, what I'm talking about is the colloquialism.
The song is "Let's Dance" by Chris Montez. Hey, baby, let's take a chance. Hey, baby, let's take a chance. Do 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 do. Right?
No, that's not how it goes, Margaret.
No, the lyrics that you're singing, Margaret, are not neither are his lyrics, but he's making a point with these lyrics.
Oh, he's making a point with the lyrics. What's your point again?
My point. I'm simply saying that the word rubber is a word that is going to relate a lot more to a young man who, for the very first time in his life, now see, these guys are doing it again.
We can hear you smoking that bong, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, you are doing it on purpose, Jeff. I'm going to let you go, okay?
What?
I'm going to let you go, all right? And I hope what happened to your friend Bitch Swinson doesn't happen to you, okay?
Oh, man, that's a cold shot.
All right, Jeff Dowder. Thank you, Jeff. It's an interesting point of view, even though Jeff is on his, like, ninth bowl. It's an interesting point when we talk about words, isn't it?
I think it is, Phil. I think if you say to a young man, hey, young man, you're going out tonight with a young lady, you don't know what's going to happen. Like the song says, hey, baby, let's take a chance. I left my dot, dot, dot in the other pants.
But what's dot, dot, dot? Never mind. Are you listening to what we're saying?
I'm talking about rubber.
Hey, baby, let's take a chance. I left the rubber in the other pants?
Yes.
What?
You don't understand that.
It's an old reference, bud. Never mind.
Dickman, why don't you sit back, relax, get yourself a nice big glass of something that will knock you out for the rest of your life.
All right, General, easy.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand.
Well, I'm trying to get you to understand, Dickman. Now, so if you use the word rubber in sex education, you might get these guys. I think a lot of these young men will start using it a lot more. And in so doing, and in so using it a lot more, I think you're going to find that, you know, it won't be, hey, baby, let's take a chance. I left my rubber in the other pants. It's going to be, hey, baby, we don't have to take a chance. I've got six rubbers in these pants. Let's dance. Say, hello.
Yeah, I understand, Don.
But you know, hey, baby, let's take a chance.
Yes, I left my rubber.
No. Hey, baby, we don't have to take a chance. I've got six rubbers directly in the front pocket of these pants.
Yeah, well, you know what? That won't relate to anybody either because that's an old song. Maybe we can put it to something by, I don't know who, man, Kid Ink or something, you know?
World-famous Phil Henry, Kid Ink, Jesus. World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw. Don't even think about it.